Because it's fucking weird, man.
It is.
You got like
Jesus baby in there.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there.
I don't even see that shit. I will now because I'm fucking talking about it. That's what Facebook does. Hey, I'm Dylan.
I'm William.
No, I'm Patrick.
This is the three guys.
And
we didn't know we were going.
Yeah, and I don't remember how this works. So welcome to Happy Hour of the Three Guys. My name is Dylan. We have a guest.
I'm Harold.
That's Harold. You've heard him before.
That one time.
Star of stage and screen. And here we fucking go. Yep. Some things never change.
You have really confused the Zuckerberg spy right now. They thought they had keywords, and you just threw them every direction.
Excuse me.
Kiss the sky.
Excuse me. While I unzip my flyer.
Shit.
Yeah. Getting into the whiskey reserve over there.
The reserve.
Here in the underground beer bunker. So, what you looking for there, Dylan? What you digging in there?
I'm looking for a brown liquid.
That does not narrow it down.
Wow.
That can be dangerous.
Have you ever tried eating at Taco Bell? That, my friend, will get you some brown liquid.
Hey, Westie's brown.
Hmm?
It is. Yeah, it's very dark.
That's true. Why don't you go with the Blanton? It's got the cute little horses on the top.
Blanton?
Yeah.
Do I want to do the new one or the one that's open?
One that's open. Yeah, get away from that neck port. As we were discussing earlier, whether or not that's a thing.
That's a great question.
Wasn't a question, but thanks.
No, but it's a great question. It's a great question for the people.
Oh, boy.
It's a great question for the people.
You picked the right bottle.
I did. Do you think that the neck pour is a real thing? What the neck pour is that when you first open, it has nothing to do with the position of the liquid in the neck, but whenever you first this is going to be...
You're having a strunk.
Words are hard.
Oh, Lord. You
should, I'll wait. Go ahead. You did? Yeah. You got it?
I'm quick.
I'm not even going to explain what happened. I'm just going to let that be the listener's imagination. There you go.
Cork's a little dry. Mm.
I'm not going to explain that either. Yeah, neck pour, okay?
Yeah, so what the neck pour is... Wow, that pours so good. Yeah. What the neck pour is that when you first open a bottle of liqueur? Of liquor, the first pour is considered the neck pour. It has no bearing on the position of the liquid in the bottle, but the next pour that you have after a few days of oxidation... People say that it tends to taste different. I don't believe... Okay, here's where it gets fucking strange. I don't believe that the neck pour is a genuine thing, but I will argue that when I have the second pour, it does taste different. So I guess it is a thing, but I don't think it's a thing.
I don't believe in it.
It's legit.
I don't think so. It's like Bigfoot. Don't believe it.
I'm drinking Blanton's.
Patrick's not paying attention again.
No, I'm paying attention. I was just posting.
Blanton's letter S.
I'm going to get me a little glass because of Blanton's.
Okay.
I'll sit it back down. I was going to bag it, but.
I'm going to bag it, tag it, and send it downtown.
So this is what happened. What resulted in this podcast. We were sitting around. We were discussing getting pegged by Vince McMahon on Times Square.
We were philosophizing.
And we decided, you know, this would be a good podcast. So we're going to pick up right where the hell we left off. And Harold, we're going to start with you because...
Well, why are we going to start with me?
We're going to start with you because you left me wanting.
That sounds terrible in this context.
Well, you know...
Yes.
You left me yearning for more. What's your number, Harold, to be pegged? We're not talking about Times Square. I just want to know...
In private and, like, away from, like,
in
everybody?
In private, just you and Vinnie Mac.
Oh, God.
We're just talking about you and the grapefruit jackhammer.
Oh, God.
We're just talking about you and Vince McMahon and the privacy of your own shit-covered bedspread.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
What's your number, Harold? How much is Vince McMahon going to have to write a check?
Here's the thing. If it's Vince, that's not pegging. That's just sex.
This is true.
True, yeah.
But I think we're referring to pegging as a PG-13 way to refer to anal by a man in a homosexual relationship. So
we're a drunken podcast that yes. talks about sex, throws out curse yes. words, and openly indulges in alcohol.
Yes.
And you're going to use a PG-13
terminology.
We don't want
to
say
you're still addicted to Vince. You're trying to go TVPG.
I'm not addicted.
Even The Rock said fuck. So
The Rock did say fuck. This is the night of WrestleMania 40, night one. Some things it's hard to quit. And anyway, Harold, what's your number? How much is it going to take?
I don't think
to get Pedrick. I don't even know.
Whoa! Wait a minute!
Wow.
How much do I get for doing the pegging?
Well, we're
okay, here's the question.
You sold all your Walmart stock. You're wealthy now. Yeah. So how much does...
For about another month.
How much does Pedro Patrick over here have to give to Harold for Harold to agree? Okay, we'll pretend whoever it is prettier than Patrick. How much does it take, Harold, for you...
Is it a different price if it's a male or a female?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, female price would be lower.
Now, I'm going to take this.
That's a thinker. I'm leaning back, scratching the old chin.
That's one for the philosophers.
That's a good thinker there. Oh, yeah.
Dead air. There we go. Yeah. We're back in our form. Just good dead air.
We're at our optimal... strength.
Oh, no, gentlemen, price would have to be higher.
Yeah.
Because
they're probably going to be more rough.
And they're going to know. They're going to know how to stroke, so.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it does, because, I mean, one's real dick versus not dick.
Right.
So, yeah.
And if she's really kind, I get to choose the.
And, I mean, that really gets into a psychological, granted, master psychology. Like, that gets into a psychological thing. Like, at what point in your brain is it okay? I mean, it's still something going in the exit. So, like, at what point? Now, this
third
is a
date.
Hell of a kick. We're 7 minutes into this podcast, and we're just in this right now. But, like what part in your brain does it click that it's okay for a fake penis to be in your rectum, but not a real penis?
Third date.
That's not what I'm talking. That's not it.
Okay, I won't share that story. Okay.
So it's third date for which of the two?
Well, both, because it's a consent thing.
Oh, you've consented to either penis being in the rectum at the third date.
I needed a watch band. This one smells.
Not related.
No, it's not.
What have you done? Have you been fisting, Harold?
No.
Without fundage.
Fundage?
Fundage.
Mm.
It's like windage. But
it's the payment you. It's a payment that you offer for fun. Fundage.
Non-fundageable.
So yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I mean, even, yeah, for me, the fake penis is better than the real penis, but... Okay.
Dead air.
Yeah.
All right.
Man, this is just...
We're going to commercial.
This is just so much. It's so much right now.
Somebody queue up stamps.com real quick.
Everybody just take a drink.
Yeah. We're so goddamn good at lining that up to where we'll all take a drink of something at the same time.
Yeah.
That's what podcast listeners really want is that dead air time. Gives them a moment to reflect and ponder on it as well. Like, I wonder if it is different.
I'm sure they're all in the busy traffic at the intersection, at the red light, and they're waiting to make a very evasive maneuver in traffic.
I'm hoping at least one person is paying at Wendy's, and this is what's playing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That'd be nice for a conversation. Yeah. Handing over money.
Yeah.
Turn the old brightness down on the laptop to get us enough time as possible.
We have 8 minutes left to record.
This heavy motherfucker's got a little more than that. What's your number, Harold? Female, fake penis.
Female, fake penis.
Privacy of your own bedroom. Not even the dog knows what's happening in the behind the door.
It'd have to be a lot. Yeah, a lot.
How much is lot?
A really high number.
Six figure, seven figure.
I'd probably go
nine figure.
Nine's even better.
We're talking minimum. No, we're not going. What's the minimum?
Minimum.
Dead air.
I don't know. It's. I can't wrap my head
around
that.
All right, Patrick.
I'll break the fucking ice as the moderator of this here discussion.
There you go.
Six figures. Female. Privacy in my own room. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd say... I mean, I can do a lot with $250,000. I'm going to be honest.
I couldn't go that far.
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, this is a... If my wife had extra money laying around, $250,000, like, yeah, I could probably do that. Yeah,
I could do it for $125,000.
About 25 bucks.
About 25 bucks if you give me enough whippets.
Oh. There's not enough whipped cream in this county.
I'm going to need a popper, though, to really enhance the experience.
Okay, there you go.
Loosen it up.
Deep breathing and relax a little bit, but all right.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good
thought. Synchronized sip one more time. We've really got to work on not doing that.
Well, I think it adds to the almanacs.
Is that like an almond?
All right.
All right.
I'll revisit that later.
Yeah. All right. What about a gentleman collar?
Ooh.
Yes.
It's going to be considerably more because he's going to judge me.
Do I want to ask what he's judging your backside about, Patrick?
I mean, could be anything. Hair.
Yeah, it's a hair.
Well, no, back. Okay.
I got a dime-sized mole next to my ass.
In this alternate reality, a dime.
That's big. I've been concerned about it, but I don't want to show anyone.
You should maybe see a dermatologist.
At least you said it looks fine.
Yeah,
that's been a minute though.
You.
It stayed the same.
It hasn't changed.
No, no.
That should probably
dime
be
back some... then, dime now.
Yeah. Mm. Yep, still a dime.
He calls it Daryl.
Daryl.
Dime back.
There you go. Oh, I just pissed at least one listener off bad with that one.
Oh, yeah.
He was a dick, so.
Dime back, Daryl was a saint.
Not so much.
Not a saint. He was pretty. He's way better than the fucking lead singer, though. But he's a complete prick.
Now, I'm still focused on. Okay, so he's gentleman caller.
Mm-hmm.
You've got an online profile.
Oh boy!
Yeah, everybody, you've advertised.
We know about it.
There's no pictures, but in the description, you fully disclosed your dime sized cancer on your ass.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
And your melanoma has been discussed. Mm-hmm. He knows. This is his kink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a gentleman caller, right? It's not. It's a gentleman.
It's organic material you're working with back there.
Okay. So, like, he knows, and, like, he's into the hair.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
A lot of them are.
That toupee shape of a tramp stamp you got. Yes. Yeah.
Like, he's into the bear thing, so.
Yeah. I mean, I have been called that once before, but I'm not really big enough, I don't think.
I think that is necessarily critique.
I don't think I have enough hair.
Oh, fuck. If that's the criteria...
Here, I'm going to make this right.
I mean, if that... And this would be great video.
Oh, yeah. Basically,
I got a zit right here on my temple.
This would not be good video. No? I can see it now, and it's not great visuals for me.
Oh, there
I
we mean, go.
Harold, that's... Oh, you're furry.
I got some burger.
Burger?
I got some... Taco Bell.
There's another mole there.
Oh, I got plenty of moles.
What's happening?
Look at the red ones. I get red ones.
I got this one here, but it's I mean, that kind of concerns me, but I've had it since I was young.
It's interesting because it has a
yeah, ring yeah, around it. It's a cherry blastoma, and from what I've read, never actually diagnosed with a doctor, I'm pretty sure it's okay.
Well, that's always the best. Yeah.
Or cherry angio, whatever the fuck it is. It's supposed to be fine. I've had it since I was about 5, so I figure I'd probably be dead if it was serious.
Did you know there's a whole subreddit dedicated to people that have been poked with a pencil and the discoloration is still there?
That happened to me.
It happened to me too, but it's gone now.
When I was in like 5th grade, I had a friend of mine. I don't know why, because fucking 5th graders are fucking stupid, but true. I was holding a pencil between my legs, and for some reason he grabbed my knees and goes, like that, and it fucking stabbed me right here. Yeah, I'm going to take my pants off. Hold up.
Oh, God.
No, no, it's fine. Oh. Hold up.
I've seen it all.
Yeah.
This is one of the reasons video.
I've got shorts on. So, there's shorts. We were outside.
And a bandana hammock underneath it. All right. So. And a flashlight for, mm-hmm. For mood lighting.
Well, that's because the fucking lead has absorbed. But I had one for a while.
You might want to be careful. That light might burn that pale skin there.
Well, yeah, that's why I golf. there's a difference. I golf. So anyway, yeah.
I like how your body puts your tan into dots.
That's because it isn't actually tan. He just freckles so heavy it changes the overall color.
I could stay inside, never touch natural light for 4 years, and the freckles would never change.
It's like if you saw a cheetah that looked like a panther, just overspotted.
Yeah. And then you got all this shit over here. Look at all this bullshit.
That's some impressive arm hair.
You're very furry.
I am.
You are furry as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, right here.
Which is weird, because I'm like part fucking dolphin. So,
it's funny.
Like, no joke, like even there.
Yeah, wow.
And I just started growing chest hair in the last 5 years.
Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, if you're not a Patreon, you're really missing out, because like we're taking clothes off at this point.
How
furry are you, Harold?
So-so, I guess.
Well, you don't compare yourself to me, because, no, you're not furry. You're like a fucking...
There's
hair there.
You
got dolphin in you, too.
There's hair there. It's just so damn pale, you can't see it.
Fucking turtle. Like, there's nothing. It's not even, like, mammal hair. You're slick like a fucking dart frog.
I still have people who ask me if I shave my legs because I have no leg hair.
Yeah, never happened to me. Never.
No,
never
I believe you.
Yeah.
Man, I have more scars on my legs than I have hair.
Yeah, lots of those, too.
Yeah. So, I have a lot of my Irish ancestors in me. Like, just slick. And it takes nothing to know that Dylan has a Scottish link because he's freckly and furry. The two F's of the Highlands.
I have
it's quite
hair.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
fine. Like I did a 23andMe, and the results were like 48% Scottish, like 40% Irish, and then fucking Antarctic and everything else. And for some reason, I've inherited hair, and it just shouldn't be.
Yeah, I've thought about doing one of those.
You should. For Christmas, that's what I'm going to get everybody here.
But yeah, I thought about it. I know mine's just going to come back, but you're European as fuck.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
Yeah. If you got any more European, like you're going to have to convert to metric. Like, that's ridiculous. I'm 1/1,000,000,000th Cherokee. That's what I am.
I can't wait to find out that I'm 0% German and my life is a lie. Not that I'm saying being German special.
Or he's just saying he worships the idea of it and will die if he's not one. The pure, creamy Aryan-ness is what keeps him getting up in the mornings. Not saying there's anything wrong with it.
I have a screenshot of what it said. Okay, I'm 99.8% European.
You're European as fuck.
As fuck. I'm 97.7, and this is legit. I'm looking at it on my phone. God is my witness, because that means a lot for me. Northwestern European, 97.7%. British and Irish, 83.9%.
Enjoy your centimeters.
I'm 4.6% Scandinavian.
All right. Yeah, it makes sense.
I am 3.9% French / German, because that totally coincides. I am 5.3% broadly Northwestern European, and then 2.1% Ashkenazi Jewish.
Mazel tov.
And then, let's just throw a little fucking sprinkle of pepper in here. I'm 0.1% Sub-Saharan African.
Yeah.
And see, now everybody's quiet because nobody's really sure what to say without being stereotypical or offensive. So,
well, I was going to say something about the Jew thing, but I don't think I should.
I think when you throw the African in there, you probably shouldn't bring the Jews into it.
I just figured your 30% really hates that percent.
I just want to say it real quick. I don't have anything against the Jews.
It's the Asians you're not fond of.
Oh, what if it was an Asian Jewish person?
That's a unicorn.
Which means he has to wipe them out into mythology.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's strange to me is how diluted that must be, and yet there it gets thrown in there. Because it's 0.1%, mm-hmm. So yeah, a tenth of a percent.
Mm-hmm. My wife actually, she had, it was like 0.3%. I've got hers too. Fuck it. I'll find hers too.
Here's my thing, and this, I could be way off on this, but I wonder if that, and especially being in such a small one, is just a residual of the fact that that's the cradle of life.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, naturally, yeah.
Because
Literally everyone has some percentage of African in them, because is where all humans
came from. My wife is 0.2% Nigerian.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting, because she's like blonde and pale. Yeah. And like fucking, yeah.
She would be the poster child of Holland about 80 years ago.
Interestingly enough, she kept telling me, and this is something I think anybody from, if you can recognize my southern drawl,
No one's ever picked up on that.
I know, it's a fucking shocker, but it's out there. But that's something that if you're not from here, you don't understand. But if you're listening and you're from the Midwest, you understand. Everybody here, everybody. Some, like, your grandparents are fucking Native American.
Oh, yeah.
Of some sort, some combination.
Oh, no, not and, sort or combination. It's one. It's always fucking one.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm 50% Cherokee. Like,
everybody's Cherokee. Yeah.
But
don't understand how Europeans ever took here when there was apparently 600 billion Cherokees already living here.
But
they could have just thrown dirt and still have repelled the invaders.
But that's what I always heard growing up, was that I was such and such percent, whatever Native American version it was. And then we worked with our genealogy in high school, and I learned, no, I'm actually Scotch-Irish. And whenever I met my wife, we somehow, like, you know, how you have conversations like that. She said, yeah, no, we have Native American. I mean, we have Native American in the family. And that's what, you can look at my grandmother. Like, we have pictures of my grandmother. And you can see, like, she's obviously got Native American, because that's what she's been told. Like, it's not, mm-hmm. She doesn't necessarily believe it, but that's what you've been told. Because when you've been told that from the time that you were born, that's what you believe no matter what. My wife is 99.7% European.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then 0.2 Nigerian. So,
yeah. Yeah, I always love it, because it's like, oh yeah, we have Native blood in our family. You had a great aunt that tanned well. That's it. Stop that shit.
Stop this shit. She worked in the fucking garden. Yeah. That's what she did. She had to eat. She pulled a mule horse. She pulled the horse, by the way.
Yeah.
She literally pulled. That was her pulling.
Well, she was a woman. She couldn't be up on the cart, so she had to pull the mule who pulled the cart with the man on it.
Somebody had to steer the goddamn thing.
My mom says the same thing about her uncle.
I'm sending you. I'm but like your whole family. I cannot wait to see your dad's reaction to the 23. Like, I can't fucking wait. I'm so excited.
He's gonna be like 6%.
When's your dad's birthday? I'm gonna send him one specifically.
His birthday is December 25th.
Shit, that's too far away.
Yeah. He's going to be mostly like African and Jewish descent.
Oh my god.
And he will self-destruct.
Jesus Christ.
Oh boy.
I reject your reality. No, it's not true. They're trying to convert me with these numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of being old.
This has been a hell of a stream of consciousness in this
conversation.
What started off as a would you rather has gone straight into dermatology and now genealogy.
Because I think we all seemed a little uncomfortable with that. I was ready to answer the questions, but I think the panel was a little bit concerned. Anyway, I think I'm losing my hair. Like it's thinning up here on the top. It's just kind of
not much.
I'm kind of, not much, but when it falls a certain way, I kind of get shook about it.
Yeah.
Every year for the last, 8 years, my hairline has gotten a little bit more afraid of my eyebrows because it keeps backing off.
You know what's interesting? I've noticed that it kind of gets a little further back here, but my forehead hair is still there. It refuses to die.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be fucking Bruce Willis, and that one is just going to... I'm going to be Charlie Brown. Homer Simpson just combed right over.
I'm
losing hair. My hair is thinning.
Yeah, but you've gone ahead and preempted the problem.
I did. I mean, what else am I going to do? If I have long hair, you're going to be able to read the freaking New York Times.
You're going to be that weird, long-haired, bald guy.
You can always grow your hair out in the back like a mullet and then kind of flip it backwards and comb it forward.
Comb it forward and turn it. You know, a president did that.
Yeah, very presidential look.
I'm not doing that.
But no, I've recently looked at photos of myself from college and just post-college. Back in the long, long ago, and I didn't realize how much further down my hairline was till I looked at those. I'm like, wow, that's way back there.
God damn, I was what happened? I was a caveman. My eyebrows and my hairline just were kind of one very solid piece, and now it's so far back.
See, that's just it. I'm so goddamn European, my eyebrows still have not really shown up. I'm almost 40 years old. They're still there. But you'd never... they are going to have to turn solid white before anybody knows I have them.
The really weird thing is...
That's not like mine.
Mine.
People have looked at me and be like, do you even have eyebrows?
I used to have full eyebrows, and now for some reason they're about 50% as much. They're still there, but for some reason it's very
getting
thin
lighter
over here. I mean, everything else is great. I found fucking gray pubes and chest hair and stuff now.
That's a little bit more than what I
do. It's not. You're not new to this podcast.
I got terrible news for you. You're heading that direction, too.
I know.
If you haven't yet.
I have searched my bush, and I cannot find gray hair.
I hate you.
I know.
I've had gray hair since I was 15 years old.
But it was really?
Not a lot, but it's been there. It was pointed out to me on a fucking school bus. I remember because I'm traumatized.
I had a friend who was 19
it's all right.
And went gray.
We have a friend who in middle school started getting a widow's peak. By the time he graduated, he already had the receding hairline that was not so much receding as in an outright retreat.
See, shit like that happens if people still believe in God. Come on, I'm kind of cruel.
Which is funny because I think it was that same friend. One time it told me that he had a lot of Native American blood in his family. You have a full beard and a widow's peak. Ain't no way. You had a great aunt who stood outside for a few extra hours. That's as close as you get.
One of my little sisters did the ancestry and traced it back. And supposedly... one of our ancestors was 100% American Indian.
Nope.
I said supposedly because it's on Ancestry, and I don't really trust that shit. So, I mean, and it was far enough back, it was six or seven generations from my grandmother back.
Nope. Yep.
Nope.
So, I mean, I don't know how true it is or whether or not I trust it.
I trust it, and I'm sure her name was something like Hiawatha for sure Indian. But I don't know. I don't understand what the appeal in the South is about needing to have some type of First Nation in your family.
Because it absolves them of any wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Is it a guilt thing?
I think it's a guilt thing.
It's white guilt.
They're obviously guilty over slavery, so they got to go some other way to try to make it okay.
But see, I mean, I said, I don't even know if that's true for me.
They can't feel too damn guilty because don't nobody talk about having black in their family. No. None of them are like, oh yeah, I'm 9% brother.
Whenever
none of them.
I'm not. okay, this is going to sound bad. I'm going to preface this with saying that this is not as bad as it sounds. But whenever my wife got the results of her 23andMe, she lavished the opportunity to tell her parents that she had the Nigerian in her. Like I said, they're not what that makes them sound to be.
Right.
But it was so satisfying for me to hear the reactions, because there was a lot of silence, and then there was a, I don't think it's right, and then like it was just a bunch of them. I mean, the sample size is is so large now. This isn't a 12-year-old test. This is very current.
Right.
But yeah.
Anyone that understands the human history knows that they're going to have some African in them.
Hmm. Well, and honestly, like, breaking it all down, most likely, if there is going to be some Native American in your lineage, it's probably for the reasons you shouldn't be proud of.
Yeah.
You probably, your ancestor did something that maybe you shouldn't be okay with.
Right, yeah.
So...
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
But they probably believe some story like, oh,
the thing is, inferring that consent was not the name of the game.
Yeah. Hey, it's a very modern Me Too movement, and that probably wasn't a movement back then.
Hey, I'm 1.8% Native American. Yeah, but is it an events way? Because that's different.
Well, I mean...
Oh, Luke did a ram! How about they put a button on it?
They say that the woman who was involved now has been found out to have written a love letter to Vince. So maybe it's not as cut and dry as it sounds. I don't know. I'm not taking sides. All I know is that WWE is much fucking more watchable now than it was when Vince was in charge.
That might be a trauma response, man. I mean, if you shit on me, I might have to believe I love you.
It's so traumatic I just let you shit on me for a new car. That happened, actually. She, one of her payments was a new car.
I mean...
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that makes it all better.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
At least 5 figures worth of like clothing and things. So, again, this goes back into what we opened with. This is what we were talking about when we plugged the mics in and turned the computer on. Like, what's your number? Like, her number had to have been this, to whether she was okay or not, and she was exploited, and it was not right, and it shouldn't have happened. But, again, what's your number? That's all I'm saying. Everybody has a number.
Yeah. I gave mine. $125,000.
$25 is what you said.
Wait. The number for which one?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
$25 for Harold the Peg Patrick.
Oh, boy. No, that's good.
Harold, put your wallet back in your pants. Stop counting.
He was writing a check.
That's even worse. God, that's worse.
Don't cash this till the first.
That's trust levels.
Oh, no, it's going to be like one of those travel cashier's checks or something.
Fucking traveler's check. Fucking written out in doubloons.
Oh my God.
God damn it, I have to go so many avenues to get this cash.
By the time it's done with processing and like exchange fees, it gave you $3.82.
Patrick's gonna owe Harold 35 cents.
Somehow by the end of it, I'm gonna have like I'm gonna be part of the Moorish Nation or something with my fez cap.
Oh, I sold your fucking passport.
I don't have a passport yet.
I have a real ID.
I could have gone and seen. What's that place in Mexico with the old pyramids? Machu Picchu?
Yeah, that's.
I know it's in Mexico.
It's somewhere south of Texas.
That's in Peru.
I could have gone there, but I don't have a passport. So.
Yeah,
Machu Picchu is in Peru. I
still don't have.
Is that really that close to Puerto Rico?
Well, Puerto Rico, we could go because it was America.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to figure out when you could go, but you didn't have a passport. I assume this was on the Puerto Rico trip.
It was a... No. This was years...
Yeah, Machu Picchu is in Peru.
Well, whatever it was. Whatever. I don't know why I said it like that.
Comedic effect.
Yeah, there you go.
We went to, when I was 15 years old, we went to Cozumel, Mexico.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
And we went to the Aztec ruins in El Caudral. I don't remember what they were called because I was 14 or 15. Did not give a single shit. I wish I had gone now because I would give a shit. but from what I remember of it, it was actually really cool. It was very hot. Holy shit, it was hot.
Yeah.
And that was before I sweat. I'm an old man. I sweat a lot now.
Probably pretty close to the equator.
I mean, yeah, probably.
Hell of a lot closer than we are now.
Yeah, hell of a lot. Yeah.
I mean, it's like people are like, that's a long way from the equator. Fucker, I'm from the States. We are way closer.
Yeah, it was it was not a dry heat. It was it was something else.
It was a wet heat.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you how wet it was. I had to change pants in the taxi on the way back.
As you sweat, it just goes into the humidity around you.
Yeah.
Might as well have been in the ocean.
Every person becomes their own low pressure front.
On that same trip, we went scuba diving, but apparently we got the budget diver. And we scuba dived in a fucking dock. wasn't in the ocean.
Cool.
I mean, it was technically the ocean.
Yeah.
But it was a dock. We had a taxi cab. I'm not sure this was legitimate, to be honest. We had a taxi cab. I was nervous every time I sat in the cab because I had to sit in the front. Because every time we took a taxi, it was me and, like, for example, the scuba trip. It was me, and then it was my mother, and then it was my cousin who went with us. And in these cars, I had to sit in the front with the guy, and that's fine. He was a perfect. I'm alive. I'm alive today. He was a fine young man. My mom and cousin, who was about 10 years my junior, sat in the back, and so I was in the front. I'm not saying it was dangerous. I'm just saying I was worried. The whole time. But anyway, we pulled up to a fucking dock at a port with a lot of traffic. Lots of big boats. Anyway, we pulled up and there was a truck with tanks in the back. And he strapped us. I was in a t-shirt and shorts. Didn't know what to expect. He strapped this shit on me and he put some weights on me. And he said, in very broken English, to sink, lean back. To float, lean forward. I couldn't understand what this meant. And I get in the water, and I'm a big man, and I was big then, and I floated a lot. And no matter how many weights he strapped to me, I float. I was buoyant. And I walked into the water. It was very shallow, the whole thing. I guess to make sure none of us died. Yeah. I don't know. But
naturally.
It was me and my cousin. We get in here. We're scuba diving, and it's fun. But I keep floating, and eventually he gets mad, and he grabs me by the weight belt, and he pulls me down into some fucking coral, and he cuts up my legs. And
Jesus Christ.
I didn't enjoy it. Yeah. And then later on, I went deep sea fishing for the first time. The toilet was so dirty, when I was seasick, I sat on the bucket, and I threw up into the toilet because I preferred to sit on the bucket and shit. Because I had the shit from drinking the water when I brushed my teeth while I was in Mexico. I brushed my teeth in Mexico, and I had the shits, and I shit in a bucket while I was seasick on the boat while I was fishing, and I threw up in the toilet. I caught a barracuda, so it worked out.
Turns out he caught another scuba diver.
My mom, God damn it. Oh my God, it was also my mom and my cousin and me on this fishing trip. My mom hooked a fucking sailfish on this, and it was reputable. They stole the boat or something, I don't know. But it was a fairly big boat, but she hooked a sailfish, and it jumped up out of the water, but when she got it, a fairly large boat, man. The whole fucking boat. And, like, the two guys on the crew were, like, kind of freaking out. Didn't know what we had, but, like, it jumped up out of the air, and then it swam off and broke the line. And, yeah. I mean, this is, like, 500-pound test or whatever it was. So, yeah, hey, what y'all got to talk about?
We're going to need a bigger boat.
A bigger pole or something.
I've been deep sea fishing twice.
Yeah.
It was all up in New Jersey.
Mm. Did you catch a body?
Fucking took me off a shoe.
No, but I did catch a shark. So
yeah.
A lone shark or an actual shark?
An actual shark.
This motherfucker's named Vinny.
In Puerto Rico,
shark is about 3 foot long.
Yeah. Dogfish head.
Yeah.
me and Kevin were on the beach just enjoying the sun and water and all
that. In each other's eyes.
There,
he had $25.
He does have pretty
in
eyes.
Puerto Rico money.
Oh, God.
But anyway, there's a guy pushing a shopping cart somehow through the sand.
Hope you didn't hook him.
That's effort.
Yeah.
That's a lot of effort.
Fucking cardio was off the charts.
Shopping cart was full of coconuts. He had a machete and a bottle of rum.
Oh, don't fuck with that guy.
And a package of straws. And for like $5 you could get like a coconut that he would just hack off the top and pour rum in and then give you a straw and like,
yeah. And you would promptly get the shits.
Probably.
I don't know anybody that drinks really coconut. Good. Yeah, but I don't know anybody drinking coconut water that don't get the shit.
Oh, really?
I natural accident, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Oh, I like it, yeah.
Oh, I like it. Maybe if I need the shit.
But yeah.
But that's it's the same thing with sauerkraut or like ice cream with you. So you may not be the depth gauge we want to use on this one.
You're discharged.
What happened?
I play golf in the morning. I'm gonna shit good because I've had bourbon tonight.
Yeah, you know what happens when the shopping cart guy asks you if you want a coconut drink?
Well, I get it.
You buy a motherfucking coconut drink.
Yeah, oh, I get it.
Even if you don't want it, just give him the money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do.
The way he hacks off the top of that coconut, you know.
And if you run, his cardio so goddamn good, he's gonna get you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been pushing a cart through sand for 7 years.
It's just ridiculous. You could tell whatever it was. I'm like, there has to be a better way.
I hope that motherfucker has skis on it.
Three wheels.
Or at least some fucking snowshoes.
Three wheels.
It was four wheels, but one was one of those that goes sideways.
Oh, yeah, because that's how you know it's an authentic shopping cart. Yeah. That's not gimmick. That's real.
The other time that I went deep sea fishing, we went to Florida, and it was the most, like, okay, imagine a Disney World resort and a wildlife refuge where you're hunting wild animals in a pen. Imagine
that's
they,
rich people shit right there.
Yeah, imagine they had a baby in the water. It became the deep sea fishing of what we did. Because we went out on this chartered boat. I guess it's not technically chartered. I guess it is technically chartered, but it's not. But anyway, there was like 80 motherfuckers on this boat with us.
Yeah, that's definitely a charter.
Like tighter than y'all are sitting right now. Everybody had fucking lines. Just all we caught was red snapper. It was fine.
Yeah.
Like I took one home I took one back to the resort. The resort cooked it. It was fine. But well, no, I mean it was part of the service, yeah. And like they took it back. But I mean everybody. That's all we're catching is red snapper, and like everybody, it just seemed real cheaty. Just cheaty. It was cheaty. Yeah.
Cheaty.
They left with 80 people on the boat. They got near the Texas water line and only came back with like 12 people. It was weird. Where the fuck did everybody else go? Are they down below? Don't you know ask questions? That's probably a highly inappropriate
thing. William's just been canceled.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to find your Twitter and...
It's not hard. I announce a Twitter at the end of every episode.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Should I start calling it X now?
Oh.
Should I start? I refuse to call it X. Fucking Twitter.
I will not.
I mean, yeah, you ruined it and gave it a new name, but it's still Twitter.
Anything I can do to spite Elon Musk, I'm going to do. That motherfucker. Who does he think he is? I am.
That bitch. Harold, you want in on this?
No, I'm good.
Ooh, Russell's Reserve.
That's a theme song they never asked for and don't want.
Nope, but they got it.
They rejected a jingle they've never heard. That's how that one went. I have never been outside of the continental United States, so
you should.
I have.
I have not. I've never been. Yeah, you've been. No, you went to the fucking joint where 1/10 of Dylan's people came from. You remember what, Nigeria?
Kenya.
Whatever. that was solely for comedic effect, by the way. That was just supposed to be funny.
There's a whole like rest of a continent in between them, but you know.
But is there really?
Yeah. One's West Coast, the other's East Coast.
So they listen to different rap styles, or
Sure, I guess.
Come on, man. East Coast, West Coast, nothing? No? All right.
I'm here for it.
All right. Oh, my God. You break out. Yeah. You broke out.
Oh, I didn't know he was the pappy.
Do you want some?
Yeah. He just changed his mind fast. He ain't driving. The hell, driving.
I'm glad that he just mindlessly
just just a smidge.
He somehow bought a fucking Tesla in that time. I'll tell the robot where I want to go. Speaking of which, this is apropos of nothing. Just something that crossed my mind. Have you seen where...
Oh, God.
That's not healthy.
That's pretty apropos, too.
So, have you seen in San Francisco where they're absolutely revolting against the self-driving vehicles?
No.
Yeah, come to find out that they have self-driving vehicles that are doing a taxi service. You can request them to come drive you around San Francisco. It's like it's their wave of Uber. They're hoping that will be the future of their cab services there. Well, apparently some people figured out if you take a traffic cone and put it on the hood of the car, it completely disables the car.
That's amazing.
So they're doing that, and it's gotten to the point where also now we're just... I don't want to call them mobs, but groups of assholes, if they see a self-driving car that's been disabled with the road cone, they smash it to fuck. Like, they smash them to hell and back. There's videos floating around online where they disabled it with the road cone trick, and then they busted out every window, flatten all the tires, and just set it on fire. Jeez. Because fuck the robots, I guess.
That's severe vandalism.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a big thing.
And if the car can drive itself, it's going to have cameras. So. Yes.
They're recording themselves doing it. That's how I've seen it.
Posting it.
Why? Again? Did you say?
Robots. I guess. I don't know.
This doesn't seem like something San Francisco would do.
Yeah.
It's an odd place.
It doesn't seem...
That's why it's $9 million for an apartment there. Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, it's...
or $200 in 1947.
But, yeah, no, it's a whole thing about San Francisco against the autonomous cars.
What? Bizarre. It is.
Robots? It's weird. I don't know.
It's weird the things that humans choose to die for. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Not literal, but you know.
It is weird, though.
Yeah, no, it's a big thing out there. Yeah, they fucked up a bunch of those cars around the city.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
It's so good.
You already drink it?
No, he's talking about the cars. He's just really happy to tear them up. That's so good. Fuck the robots.
This smells fantastic.
That's the Sons of the Confederacy or whatever school.
For sure, I'm just had a nosegasm just smelling this.
So Dylan Dunn broke out a thing, and I'm going to let him talk about it because I won't do it justice. But all I'm going to say is I've seen older than this very recently.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Oh, I did. I saw two older than this recently. Like, very close to me on the other side of censored glass. But still, I seen them. I seen them. I sent you pictures of them. I seen them.
Mm-hmm.
Very far from a door that I could have run to in time.
not since the... last podcast, which was the New Year's podcast, which has had a good number of listeners.
It's only April.
Yeah. It's been a minute. We're trying to get better. We're working on things. But I got into bourbon, and when I say I got into bourbon, I got into some fucking bourbon.
This is midlife crisis levels.
I probably should have just bought a fucking another BMW because Jesus Christ. But
at this
anyway,
point, you probably should have just bought a fucking Porsche.
At this point, I could sell it and probably could. But gosh. Anyway, I bought a couple bottles of bourbon. What? Let me. Here.
Couple.
Yeah.
Couple.
I'm going to back this table off a little bit because it's rubbing on this window and making a racket. But anyway, here's the whole story. I saw some articles about how good, this is all Jack Daniel's fault, it really is what it all boils down to. I saw some articles about how good the Jack Daniel's 12 year was. And for some reason, like sometimes I get on this thing, I mean, it's in my brain, but for some reason I get on this thing where I've got to try, I've got to find out, like, what's the big deal, what's the this, what's the that. I do that with scotch sometimes, I do that with cars, I do that with fucking women, I do that with whatever. I got to figure out what's the big deal about whatever. So I saw this thing about Jack Daniel's, I had to figure out why, it was like, why was everybody raving about this? So I made it a life mission. The week that I heard about this, I found Jack Daniel's 12-year. This was last year, 2023. I also found a couple other things. Well, we tried it at a barbecue that I had, and the three of us said, it tastes like whiskey. It's kind of... so. I wanted to know why. Like, it became a personal fucking mission of mine to know why. Why was this so highly sought after? Like, what made this different than anything else? So I kind of about 140 bottles later, I decided that I kind of liked bourbon. But I got my hands on... I told that story to tell the story. I got my hands on Pappy Van Winkle 15-year, and anybody that knows anything about bourbon knows that it's basically the most sought-after thing. There's also a 20 and a 23-year. I have discovered that my personal cutoff with what I like in a bourbon is about 15 to 16, 17, 18 years. So I didn't really want the 20. They go for a lot more too. The 20 and the 23 are so much fucking more expensive.
23 is goddamn insane.
The 23 I've seen on secondary for about $3,000.
The dude at the whiskey museum said it's between $2,000 and $3,500.
Yeah. Luckily, in this process, I found a guy who gives me pretty decent deals, so I didn't pay anywhere near that. Unfortunately, it wasn't MSRP. MSRP, here's what's fucking crazy about bourbon. Pappy Van Winkle 15, it's produced by Buffalo Trace, and it sells MSRP for like $200. That's what Buffalo Trace says you should sell it for. No. Only in a state-controlled liquor... liquor-controlled state do you find it for that price.
So Buffalo Trace owns Rip Van Winkle?
They don't. They distill it for the Van Winkle family, is my understanding.
Because this itself says distilled, aged, and bottled by Old Rip Van Winkle Distillery, Frankfurt.
Yep. If Frankfurt is... Buffalo Trace. Yeah. The Van Winkle family still has all the say in everything that happens with the Van Winkle stuff. The Pappy stuff. And I mean, also, I don't have it. I'm pointing behind me like I have it. But also, like, the old Rip.
That bottle of Rip I got right behind me.
I wish I had another one. But yeah, the old Rip 10 and the Van Winkle, blah, 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 blah. They
also I've seen them, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Van Winkle Family Rye, and I saw the Rip Reserve.
I wish I could get my hands on the rye. I haven't seen the rye for a reasonable price. I've almost picked up the old Rip 10, but I'm not willing to pay $400 for it.
Yeah, this was.
I don't think it's that good.
Yeah, this was the Family Reserve rye. Mm-hmm. And the Rip.
Van Winkle Family Reserve.
Again, on the other side of censored glass, right. And very far from the exit door, so... further than my fat ass is going to run before security got me.
But I picked this up for a reasonable price. I got it for New Year's this year. We actually had this before we had our podcast that night that you 20-something thousand people listened to us. So that's great. That was nice.
He's Vince inflating them numbers. It was 12.
12 total people. Not 20,000, 12 total people.
Yeah, family... Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye. That's the thing. Yeah. 13 years old.
Yep.
And you can almost see the alarm sensor in the corner of that photo.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, while I was
censored.
In...
I get it now.
Yeah, no.
I was like,
sensor, not censored.
It's the little thing that if you tap the glass too hard, lets people know to come tackle you.
See, I was thinking
sensor.
The glass is censored. It's like, how could you tell what's behind it?
Because it had little black bars right down the middle of it all.
You guys might remember better than I can.
Steven Richards came out and told me to stop looking at it. Deep cut!
On the New Year's podcast, did I go into detail about my bourbon adventure in Louisville, Lexington, those areas?
Let's just say yes.
I did go into detail on the podcast.
Remember. I don't remember.
I don't remember either, but let's say yes and listen back to it.
But then I might not Anyway, the guy, I we've had the Pappy. It's very good. Is it worth the hype? It is not, but it is still very good. Probably top five. No, not really a probably. Top five of the ones that I have. But I have also tried the Birthday Bourbon by Old Forester, and it is better than Pappy. And yeah, if I could get it for less than what I gave for this one, I would get that. But what were we talking about? Like, why was I talking about the Pappy?
You're going through a midlife crisis.
I am going through a midlife crisis.
Pegging.
I'm not talking about pegging.
But the guy who cuts him those MSRP numbers, he knows Dylan's number. So.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. Yeah, he does.
Obviously. So, you were talking about that, the whole thing. Midlife crisis, yes. Got into bourbon, bought a couple bottles, about 130 or so. And now you've poured up Pappy Van Winkle 15.
Yeah, we have.
Harold done finished his the whole time you're fucking sitting there yapping.
Damn, I know I talk a lot.
My boy said couldn't wait.
I'm driving, so I gotta have time to.
He's gotta get in his belly fast.
I gotta have time to, you know, have it work out.
There you go.
Stuff.
And so the smartest thing we can do right now is once again, everybody take a sip at the same time.
I didn't. I'm ready.
Yes, yes, that's why I'm talking right now.
Oh, I did.
You're welcome. All of you. You're welcome.
Man, it's so sweet. It's a little oaky. It almost, I get a little bit like a Bananas Foster. Ooh. Yeah. Like, it's just, I don't know, it is really good. Is it worth the hype? It's worth the hype if you can get it for $300-$400. It's not worth the hype if you're going to spend $8,000, $9,000, like $1,500. MSRP on one of these is about $1,600, $1,400 to $1,600.
That's actually where you left off on your tangent.
Yeah,
I thought you said $200 earlier.
MSRP.
MSRP is $200.
That's what you just said. MSRP.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean that. MSRP is $200, but like
retail.
If you can get it for retail, should be $200. But if you can get it for like $400, it's worth it. I wouldn't go over that, and that's just my personal opinion. Oh, vanilla ice cream, like I'm getting like secondary. I'm getting like, oh my god, I got it, a fucking cherry blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Ooh,
fucking a
what?
Yeah, cherry blizzard, a fucking cherry jubilee blizzard from Dairy Queen.
I don't
get that long.
See, this is why this is more your field than mine.
I don't know why.
It just tastes like whiskey.
It's fucking glowing on my tongue right now.
Yeah, this is more your wheel.
To like maybe hints at vanilla, but
Well, vanilla. Hey, I'm gonna be a nerd. Vanillin is a compound that is present in bourbon because it comes from the char and the chemical reaction between the bourbon and the barrels while it is aging. So you get it, the vanilla that you get from the flavor is literally vanilla. It is what makes vanilla taste like vanilla. Vanillin is the actual compound.
That's what I said.
I know, but yeah. I'm just vanilla.
Yeah,
I'm just like I'm in it.
Vanillin, yeah, from the charring process on white oak. Actually, right. You don't get that shit from maple.
Nope.
So yeah,
it's just not as good as Screwball.
Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
Okay.
I mean, it's okay, but have you ever had Fireball? Oh, man. Fireball? You give me some of that Fireball whiskey, it whispers temptation in my ear. That's all I'm saying.
Talk about a sipper.
Hell yeah. It's a Friday night. I'm feeling all right.
I feel like I'm living in a country song right now.
Think a boiler maker with
one of my favorite ones.
Dude, if you try
to be careful.
Have you tried mixing this with Coke?
Fuck you. Harold, drive him home.
Is the Glenlivet or 18 year.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm on board with that, yeah.
Yeah, that is delicious.
I can make that happen.
I will admit, can, though, is ever since drive. Dicking around with you and your new little whiskey hobby, I can definitely, like, more so I noticed that the scotches I like do have more of a smoky, earthy flavor than any of these have had. Mm. So,
well, the very unique properties of bourbon, and it's the only one. I mean, rum is very sweet too, but in a different way. But the properties and the compounds and the flavors of bourbon set it aside. Like, bourbon is a very good place to start if you want a sweet, relatively easy, flavorful, sweet thing to drink. Vanilla, like lots of caramel, vanilla, this and this.
Just like with a scotch, you want to start with maybe Chivas Regal or
right.
something like that, right? As opposed to Lafroig or some of the ones that are peat monsters.
Yeah, you don't want to start with peat, but anything Speyside is where you want to start in scotch.
Right, that's because, the word I don't know.
Right. Speyside is a region of Scotland that some scotches are distilled, and the properties of that area make it taste honey, sweet, fruity type of things. And then you've got your other Highlands is one of the more popular ones. But a lot of times Highland is a blended scotch. And take Johnny Walker, for example. Johnny Walker has no designation because it's blended, but it is primarily Speyside. There's no official designation. They don't disclose what it is. But it's primarily Speyside because it's so much easier to drink. And then it's also got some Highland. But it goes from Speyside to Highland, and then you've got your other regions that get kind of crazy.
I really like my scotch. We're very peaty. I love it. Whenever I had it for the first time, and it was a peat monster, it was like...
I haven't had a peaty scotch since I got into bourbon as much. Mm-hmm. So I need to get one.
Mm-hmm.
But... And I need to do that, but I haven't.
If you get the Lafroig, it comes with a little thing to claim a plot.
Yeah.
Peat fields or whatever.
Yeah, be a lord.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a basic bitch, but Chivas is still my go-to.
Chivas is great.
The Chivas 18?
Yeah.
That's my shit.
You introduced me to... the scotch, good scotch.
Like Chivas 12 solid, but Chivas 18 is so much better. And I'm a Glenfiddich slut. I'll admit that. Glenlivet's good, but Glenfiddich be my bag.
Love Glenfiddich.
Isla's
good. I mean, I like them both.
Isla is peaty.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the more peaty. But yeah, I've got so many different, like, I've got examples I'm such an alcoholic. I'm a very organized alcoholic.
You aren't, because all this has been sitting here.
This is true.
Me, I would have already been done with this. and in the hospital.
Yeah.
Getting your stomach pumped.
Oh, God.
All at once.
At least thrice.
There was a... Whenever I went to the psych ward up there in Paducah, there was... I don't care about... saying this, I don't care who knows.
You traveled many, many far distances.
Almost 2 days to get there.
Oh, shoot, I said a place, yeah.
Yeah, Paducah, Oregon.
Oregon. But yeah.
There's a Paducah, Texas.
Exactly.
Because we're there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Texas.
Because
I was searching for something Paducah the other day, and Texas popped up.
So. I live in Texas because
it shouldn't have popped up. The other one should have popped up because we're in Paducah, Texas.
But anyway, Yeah, there was a guy that that was admitted while I was there, and he had drank so much that the ER classified him as a suicide attempt.
That's a beautiful bottle.
That's a lot.
It was like 0.3 something.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh,
hadn't been opened yet.
Wow.
What a shame.
Ooh.
It's just a Glenfiddich 18.
Well, what a shame. Practically unloved.
Well, I got you the Glenlivet, didn't I?
You got me the Glenlivet 18, still here.
What a man.
That one's been opened, right?
Yeah. I got married in 2014. That's the Oban 14.
It's a honey color. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Or tawny. It's tawny.
It's tawny.
Katane?
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Chris Kattan?
He's dead.
Probably.
Well, we saw Rachel Dratch earlier.
And good on her.
Yeah.
For, you know, still being alive.
She's doing great.
I don't know how she got that gig, but...
Haven't opened that one either. Glendronic 12.
Ooh, that's a fun name.
That's a Highland.
Matured
in the finest Pedro... Jimenez and Oloroso Sherry Cask from Spain.
Oh boy. Spain?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What we're saying is that I have more shit here than we actually have at the Three Guys Bar. This one is fucking empty. It's not, but it might as well be. I'm in front of Patrick, so it might be before we're done.
I need enough money where I can open a distillery in Scotland. I want to make a scotch just entitled, "Hey, You Bastard."
Yeah.
"Hey, You Bastard," 18 year.
This is the one that you got me, Harold, and it's almost empty.
Is it? I remember when we opened it.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that has been chewed on a little bit.
Hey, I mean, at least you've enjoyed it, and that's what matters.
You know, one of the better ones that I didn't think I'd like at first, but a lot of the rum barrel aged are really good, like this Glenlivet Caribbean Reserve, however you want to say it.
Queen.
Is really good. Because it's aged in rum barrels. I'm a big rum fan. I like rum a lot.
Yeah. Who doesn't like rum?
Oh, rum is so cheap. Where's the rum Puerto Rico?
I was talking about the liquor and stuff with my mother the other day. And
as one does.
Yeah, I mean, we actually kind of do a lot.
They bond over alcohol.
We do. But
which is not a warning sign of anything.
Interestingly, we were talking about rum, and I was like, man, I like good rum. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "I don't like rum." And I was like, "Why?" And she's like, "Because I had it once, and I drank a lot of it, and I got sick, and I threw it up, and I haven't liked it since." And I was like, "Well, it sounds to me like you liked it a lot at one time."
Yeah.
She didn't like that answer.
Your mom was drinking Malibu, okay?
I think it was, actually. I think that was part two of the story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got these.
I don't know anybody who doesn't actually like rum. They don't know that's the ingredient, they like rum.
Oh, yeah. Rum is so good. It's fucking sugar cane, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's so good. But no, I got all these scotches because we were going to do that that blind comparison for like all the shitty versus all the good scotches to see what was best. And that all stems from many, many moons ago when Patrick thought that J&B was...
God,
yeah, this is your
I
fault.
Was unlearned.
Yeah, no, the J&B, Patrick thought J&B was better than some quality scotch.
We did a blind tasting just for me, and I failed.
Yeah.
I can remember back to a date where you guzzled down J&B.
Me?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Oh,
I know I did. But
yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I have memories of. Let me put it that way. It does get a little fuzzy.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know I did.
You don't want to know how long I thought that it was Cutty Shark.
Cutty Shark, which is actually one of the finalists to be the shitty one that we compare.
Yeah.
There's not a lot worse.
I don't remember what it tasted like at all.
I mean, I've never had it.
God damn, dude.
I've never had Cutty Sark.
It comes in a real bottle. It's still better than J&B.
Hmm.
Really?
Yes. Really? Yes. Oh, no. 100%. If those are like the only two options, Cutty every time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
I've never even heard of
it. And now I think we have to put Cutty Sark.
Again, not great, but... All right, so you show up at a place. They're not working with a great budget. You have your option. Would you rather drink? Let me think here, because I don't want to use the same thing in my analogy. That would be bad. All right. Would you rather drink Jack Daniel's Old Number 7?
Yeah.
The basic sour mash. Yeah. Or Mad Dog.
The one where you can actually...
What
are we doing this for? Why?
Jack Daniels.
Cutty Sark, J&B. It still ain't great, but decisively better.
I would let you put an IV in my arm and put Old Number 7 through my veins before I would Mad Dog 20. There's no way. That J&B is that much below Cutty Sark.
If I'm an accurate member of J&B, it's pretty fucking bad.
I don't think I've
it's had not great, Mariano. But it has been a minute. I mean,
oh, okay, all right. Here, maybe this would be a little bit more accurate. Jack Old Number 7 or Kentucky Tavern? There,
I've never had Tavern.
You haven't?
Never have.
All right, you remember Kentucky Gentleman, right?
I do.
Piss on it, like literally piss on it.
I mean, I probably could.
One time, I made that mistake. And I ran in there, and I thought I grabbed Kentucky Gentleman. Because, look, it's not good, but it's a good mixer. You want bourbon and Coke?
It's relatively unoffensive.
Yeah. Like I said, you want a bourbon and Coke where it ain't bourbon, it's mostly Coke, but it'll get the job done? Kentucky Gentleman. I fell down a fucking cliff on that, okay? Mild Mountain.
I remember this story. Yes. I tell this story every opportunity that I have to tell.
Might as well.
We need to go camping, because I feel like I would have a good story.
Well, my extent of camping is to still have a roof. I don't want to camp in a tent.
Oh, yeah.
We could build a fire,
call me,
but we also had flushing toilets and yes. air conditioning, so I was good with that.
As long as I have recirculated air and a place to shit, yeah. and I don't have to worry about falling in when I'm by the fire, I'm good.
They have a word for that. No. Mm-hmm. Glamping.
No, that's the shit where you have like the
generator.
You have you have like the refrigerator, satellite TV, the LED outdoor television. Yeah. That's glamping.
I had a friend that
we had a fucking cabin, but there was also a mountain nearby, and I went down it.
I had a friend at Piney Campground.
Piney
in I stayed Texas. At
Piney. Oh, in Texas.
Yeah,
didn't stay at that one,
but.
I stayed at the one in Colorado.
I went to his parents.
Stayed at the one in Paris, Tennessee.
No names.
He went all the way over there.
Yeah,
France.
No, Paris, Tennessee. He drove all the way over there.
From Paris, France.
No, from Paducah, Texas.
But yeah, whenever I went to his camper, it was like, wow, you guys must be rich. He was just like, oh yeah, whatever, man.
It's not called money, it's called debt.
Yeah. I got a shit ton of that. Good
point.
Well, in the next couple of weeks, my Bardstown bills are going to be coming in, and I'm going to be very sad, boy.
Well, you see what Bardstown did to me. Yeah. When I went to Bardstown, we just smoked
up $36 of my trip there a while ago.
When we went to Bardstown...
Tobacco, it was legal.
Yeah.
It's goddamn good, too.
Smell good.
Very good.
My
fingers still smell like it.
Yeah.
We went to Bardstown.
Might have to go light up that Maker's Mark before I'm low.
And my goal, like, I was maybe $200 into my bourbon career. And we went to Bardstown. And the whole reason to go was because we could go to the distilleries and pay MSRP. And at the time, I didn't have any sources or help. Or any friends that wanted to give me any deals at any liquor stores or anything. So we went to Bardstown to go to the distilleries to get the stuff cheaper. And while we did, that only made everything so much worse. And pretty short time after that, then people at liquor stores started giving me deals and shit. And just look around and...
But the great thing about it is...
Pay my truck off with the rest of this shit.
The great thing about it is they're not going to go bad. Almost open a
fucking brewery on it.
You know what, man?
They're not going to go bad.
No, they're not.
Like, I mean, it's legitimately...
Something gets better with age.
Of all the reasons that I love my wife, one reason is not because of this specific answer.
She tolerates you bankrupting.
She does tolerate. That's a pretty high... But of all the reasons is not because of what she told me, but because of what the statement means as a whole. Is I was talking the other day, and I was like, you know, I should probably just sell it all. Like, I could sell it. I could get this much for everything. She's like, you're not going to fucking sell it. Why sell it? Keep it. Enjoy it. You're not drinking it all. So it's just that sentiment. It's like, hey, you have fucking destroyed our futures, but keep it because you enjoy it.
If you consume it, you might die and I get your life insurance.
Think of it this way. You don't have kids to, like,
that's a
have an inheritance for.
What are you reaching for?
Not like I'll have an inheritance.
Yeah, that one.
My inheritance will be my pillow.
Well, I just wanted to take a look at it.
Yeah, my inheritance will be my pillow and my coffee. And
really, I mean, if you could just take the whole company, that'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fight temptation to open this.
Open which one?
The Glenfiddich 18.
Glenfiddich 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, you really shouldn't.
No.
Reverse psychology.
Oh.
Have I mentioned I really like my new therapist?
You have. It's good. It's good.
She's cool. She says fuck.
Does she?
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That smells so good.
Mm. We drank the majority of that at our place of employment.
Yeah.
Did you?
I think all of it, actually. We opened that there.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was awesome.
I won't tell if you won't tell.
Never had this red breast.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
It's really good. The red breast 12-year, it's an Irish whiskey. I don't normally like Irish whiskey,
right.
But the red breast 12-year is really, really good.
Because when you think Irish whiskey, you think Jameson.
I think Jameson
is
yeah.
just such a low-tier whiskey.
It was so... Whenever I've had Jameson ever, it's always been so...
Sharp.
Very iffy.
Yeah.
That nothing made me ever want to have another Irish whiskey because, number one, I don't really see them.
Yeah.
And having the Jameson, it was like, okay, well, if this is kind of all they have to offer, it's not good.
Right.
This one is really good. It's a pot still.
It smells amazing.
And... I've learned that most pot still stuff's not too good, but for some reason, Redbreast just has it together.
Finished in oak and sherry undertones.
You know the weird thing? The Irish athletes I went to college with all drank Jack Daniels. Fuck, I mean, just absolutely went ape shit for it.
I don't want to be that guy, but I was at the liquor store. It's been a couple months ago. I go to the liquor store a lot. I literally...
Yeah, we can all tell.
I go to the liquor store literally every truck day. I know when the trucks are coming. When I was hunting Pappy, I would leave work, and I would go to the liquor store. And I remember the day that they kept delaying the Pappy delivery. Come to find out that like they were having to send the Pappy on like a separate delivery vehicle because... In Louisville, some of these trucks were getting hijacked, and they were still...
They like, literally had armed guards.
Yeah, they had armed guards getting the Pappy to... Anyway, the liquor store that I was going to, the guy, really good dude, gave me a great deal. One of these days, he's going to pay me to endorse him, and then I will give you his name. Mm-hmm. But I remember the day that Pappy was being delivered, I left on lunch, and I don't usually take lunch. I usually just kind of work through lunch, and I don't really leave work. Sometimes I'll leave and maybe go get a snack or whatever. But on this day, I knew Pappy was coming. I had checked every week. I knew this was the week, and I knew it was the week because of various sources that I follow. But I knew Pappy was coming to this state and this county on this date, and I went to the liquor store on the day that it was supposed to be there, and he said, "It's not here yet." I was like, okay, so directly on the corner is a fucking McDonald's. And I went and I got 10 chicken nuggets and some fries, and I sat there till the goddamn Pappy truck was gone. I did. That's a true story. I fucking sat there and watched man walk Pappy through door, and I immediately went over there and I bought my Pappy.
That's what people do whenever they're stalking an ex.
Well, you know, I get to keep my ex up on the shelf. I don't know how many others get to say that.
A couple, and that turns into life sentences.
I haven't stalked a single ex.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
I mean,
what's your definition of stalking? I've never stalked an ex.
Follow them, be places you know they're going to be.
No,
oh, shit, I did do it once.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
There was, okay.
Uh-oh.
Let me write down the time of the podcast so I can cut it out.
We went to the same church, and...
It always starts with church.
I went there after we had broken up, after she broke up with me, and she did. And then...
That'll do it.
I waited, I was in the back row of pews, and then after church...
In a trench coat.
Ski mask,
fedora, sunglasses, fake mustache,
and then I was like begging and all that soppy bullshit. I was a teenager.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's my excuse.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
He threatened her a little.
She apologized for how things went down about
box cutter in his fucking duster pocket.
Jesus. A duster. Jeez, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That way, oh, my God. That way you could keep the delivery on the wagon safe.
Hey, speaking of that, you like Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, very much.
Yeah. There is now the new map on the new remastered arc, which is Scorched Earth, which is not new. It was on the previous one. I never played Scorched Earth, actually. But they have a new pack of all this shit that you can get to go with the new map. Basically, it's Red Dead Redemption with fucking arc mechanics.
Interesting.
You got all the fucking buildings, and you can build a fucking train and the fucking tracks.
What?
And you got the fucking suits and the cabins and the fucking all the fucks.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's on Ascended?
Yes.
Scorched Earth.
Scorched Earth on the
Ascended.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, gotcha.
Right. Scorched Earth is the name of the map.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I never played Scorched Earth because it was always so fucking hard when I watched people do it.
Yeah.
So, never did that. I think I want to.
That's when you're true Irish. The sun hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's 100% Western European.
I do want a Jerboa to let me know when the sun's coming out, though.
You need to run. Oh, God, you need to run. Hot. Burnt. So have we talked long enough now?
Do we ever? I mean, I still got an 18-year Glenfiddich in front of me.
It's about 3 a.m.
I got to golf in, let's see.
6 hours.
I got to be teeing off in 6 hours. I've got to be up in five and a half.
Yeah.
Won't be showering in the morning. Luckily, I ride the cart by myself. My wife drives my mother.
He read one time that body funk is lucky. If you stink, it helps your short game.
Man, my short game was on fire today, so
you
were
stinking?
I didn't stink, so
that's what you thought.
Well,
everybody else is like, God damn, what's up with that guy? His short game's awesome.
Explain why my wife was poking my butt with golf clubs today.
She thought you were dead.
There's somebody at the peak.
Okay. Oh shit, it is.
Yeah. I don't know, what are they, walking a dog to the cliff edge or something?
It is a creature on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
It's a freak on a leash.
Oh.
Let's see, what do we got here?
Here's a little creature on a leash.
Boom, bop, ba day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Boom, bop, ba day, bum, ba da.
Close, yeah. Yeah. So close. That is an ancient Pictish tradition called Wolfensprachen.
And why is it German?
That's Pictish. I speak Pict. So, you would walk an old dog that was no longer capable of hunting or protecting to the edge of a cliff, and then you would kick them off.
So it's like the Viking thing where the old people have to jump off a cliff to
teach him new tricks.
Yeah.
So they're not a burden.
Yeah, like there's one movie that's ever been a thing in.
Midsommar.
Yeah.
I love Midsommar. That's such a good movie.
It's a movie.
It is definitely one of the all-time movies ever made.
Of all the movies ever made, it's definitely one of them.
Yes.
That redbreast was delicious.
It's fucking good, right?
Wow.
Clean. I really, really want to find a redbreast cask strength. Yeah.
Do they make that?
It's so hard to find cask strength scotch.
That's what I was
saying. It's all like 40%, 45%. Yeah.
Even if it's not blended, which is crazy to me.
Crazy. It's because they water it down. They get it spread out as far as they can. Yeah. I mean, I get it. It's all a business.
Typical
fucking Scots. Capitalism.
Well, there's as much Scotland as there is some of the other places.
Those horny Scots for their money and their fucking rupees.
Yeah.
Oh, I need that later.
Yeah,
fucking around in my pocket. Don't worry.
Yeah, as one does.
This beer isn't all that great.
No, really, it's only like 6 years old.
Yeah.
All right, so we
fair chance.
We ready to bring this turd into roost?
Yeah, we can land her. We can drop the old landing gear.
Yeah, all right. Well,
if we need you to stall for a minute.
At the stupa.
Well, if you want to do that, then we most definitely can. This is a good time for me to say that, hey, if you've enjoyed this attempt at resurrecting the bullshit that once was the sort of a podcast we made, you can find us at Three Guys Beer on Facebook, Twitter, because it's not X, it's Twitter. We all know what the fuck it is.
I refuse!
Yeah, and Instagram. Find us at The Three Guys on YouTube. If you feel like emailing in, you can email in to Dylan@threeguysbeer.com, Patrick@threeguysbeer.com, or myself, I am William@threeguysbeer.com. Please keep in mind, each one of those is T-H-R-E-E, the word three, not the number. And I will go ahead, and since I'm stalling anyway.
Yep, do that.
Let me drop upon you the second William's Wisdom of the Year.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes. This week's, months, quarters. This episode's William's Wisdom is.
Speaking in italics.
Yeah. A bartender is a pharmacist with a very limited inventory. All right.
Did I tell you I got a Nathan to buy Knob Creek 9?
No, you didn't. Yeah. Tell us a story while I'm still doing what I'm doing.
Well, I stole. I gave a good stole.
We were eating at a somewhat local pizza place that is a chain that is not local.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Which.
Have you heard of this place called Papa John's?
Pizza Hut.
Just a lot of busted ass mopeds in the parking lot. Welcome to the Pizza Putt.
I got a glass
the old pizza putt.
I got a glass of the Knob Creek 9 at this pizza place, and I said I wanted it.
Is this Olive Garden?
Yeah.
But you know, if it was modern, it would be Yeetza Hut. Because I learned tonight, yeet can be used for anything.
What you're talking about, and now I'm wondering why you got that there.
Because it was that or another beer, and I was like, ooh.
Well, yeah.
I feel frisky.
I went there, and I got a fucking Jefferson. I have never in my life had a fucking Jefferson's Reserve that was worth the time or the effort or the money.
Garbage-ass
fucking whiskey. Look, I'm telling you right now, if you're still listening, there's at least one of you. If it's probably William. He likes to listen to these things after.
I'm the only one listening at this point. Hey, me.
Well, hey, William, don't go buy any Jefferson's whiskey because it's always fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Apparently, I'm a 1792 guy.
It's good shit.
Of all the crazy... You know that IPA that you...
I know of one.
That was... That
they only make, like, what, three?
Earwax.
Because it was so bitter. Remember that one that was just bitter as fuck?
Are you talking about the one that I took all the hops I had in my freezer?
Know, it was brutal. And I still drank it. That's how bad Jefferson's is.
Well, let's tell the story about that. Because this was a beer that I grew hops for a couple years.
Yeah.
And I harvested them for a couple years.
Yeah.
And these are all Citra hops. You can't get an actual alpha acid content from the hops that you're growing. They wasn't Citra, it was Cascade hops.
Because it all depends on the soil and weather and all that, right?
So,
which is sad, because that's my favorite hop.
Right. Mm. But, I mean, they were still very good. I used them in a couple beers, but I couldn't get numbers that I could use in the recipes.
Yeah.
And that bothered me.
Of course.
So, to get rid of them, I was going to move soon. I was like, okay, we're going to brew a beer. And I took... literally about 7 pounds of hops from my freezer, and I introduced them into the various points of the beer.
Didn't we also dry hop it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was everything.
There was a first wort hop. There was a standard 60-minute edition. There was a 30. There was a There was a 30, a 15, a 5, and a 0. And then there was a whirlpool hop, and then there was also... I've got pictures of
dry
this.
Dry hop.
There was also a dry hop. Oh my god! Like
it was like brown.
It
was
well, it oxidized.
Yeah,
because the more hops you have in a beer, the harder it is to keep the oxygen out. The smallest amount of oxygen will oxidize the beer. The more hops, the darker it gets. This shit was a stout. Like it was a 5% pale ale stout. Like 2 weeks in,
and I would.
Not some pale ale.
No.
I helped you get rid of it because every time I'd come over, I'd have at least two glasses.
That's like Savannah ale.
What did I call that shit?
Oh.
I've got my journal somewhere. Yeah.
Fucked with hops. Triple IPA.
Oh, man. It was... I don't remember. I remember all the names. Like, I've got a
Fuck Tremouth.
I've got a Pliny the Elder clone called Fahrenheit something, which is based on the IBUs. And then...
451.
Oh, my God.
Uncle Dad joke, and then...
so bitter you just come.
Uncle Dad joke was so good. Just an instant come?
Just, oh, my God, that's bitter.
You're the only one who ever had that reaction, though. And the worst part is it happened more than once, and I haven't talked about that since then. Well, so thanks for dragging that repression up.
Nobody made you look.
It's like a car wreck. I'm not happy, but I can't not see this.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, repressed memories. You're back. How's the waveform look on that one?
Big.
Yeah. Peaks and valleys. Big fucking peak. All right. Well, since we're going on dead time, you want to know an interesting fact?
I would love to know an interesting fact.
How about you, Patrick?
Yeah, absolutely.
How about you, listener? Okay, thanks, me. less than 10% of all dreams include music.
Ooh. Yeah. I dream a lot, but I rarely dream about music.
I don't recall any music.
Yeah, less than 10% of dreams include music.
Interesting.
Well, we're on that same vein. If you have ever seen someone, even if you don't recognize them in a dream, you have seen that person in real life. The human brain does not have the capacity to create faces.
Yeah, I've heard that, which is pretty interesting to me. Because it means that your brain logs things that you don't have any use for.
So if you don't know somebody in your dream, you've actually met a person with that face.
Here's a fun thing about memories is you don't just remember something because it's taking place somewhere in your brain, not filed away. You're remembering because you are re-remembering something. Like I don't know how to explain it.
Give it a try.
This is a good fact. Dylan, you better search faster, man. We're hitting bedrock over here.
Try so hard.
Like, you re-up that memory, basically, every time you remember it. And that's why memory can be...
finicky.
Finicky. False. Or
fragile.
Unreliable.
Inception.
No.
No?
I like Inception. That was good.
Okay. So, sort of apropos to what we're talking about, you ever had a reoccurring dream?
Yes.
Yes.
I still do.
Now, here's the little twist I'm going to bring into this. I needed some yeses. I was hoping to get one. Have you ever had a sequential dream? A dream with the same basic storyline that continues from a previous point?
I have before whenever I was, I ran out of my meds or whatever. My dreams tend to get crazy. Every time I'd fall asleep, it would just continue this dream. And it was a torture dream, so it was not fun. Yeah. But it would just pick up where it left off, basically, every time.
What about you, Dylan?
What was the question?
Okay, no. now you're going to have to listen to the episode. Here's a crazy thing. I'm not going to bring it up now. If you ever want to know the story, we'll do this on a later episode. I have had four dreams that I can remember in my life that were all revolving around the same thing from different perspectives and not close together. Like, literally, they were over a span of probably 10 to 12 years.
Wow.
But I can still remember them to this date because it was so weird that I remembered it was linked to a dream that stuck with me from earlier. Like I said, I can remember four. There may have been more, but four is all I've got. Yeah, it's almost like a book or a movie series, but then told from a different character's perspective.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there's that. And if you ever want to know it, you're going to have to listen to a future episode. And one of y'all have to remind me of it because I'll probably forget I brought this up.
You'll dream about it.
I've got a lot. Honestly, I'm to the point now, I really hope I never have another dream about it. Mm-hmm. Not that it was traumatic or bad or anything. It's just, it's so strange the fact they were linked together.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah. I've not had one now in over 11 years.
Wow.
But I still can remember all the way back to where I had them, and it was so crazy.
Anytime my sleep pattern is disturbed over several days or whatever, I end up having insane dreams. Like, all through basic training, I had crazy dreams because my sleep was just so messed up. But one reoccurring dream I've had since I was a kid, but it's changed over time. When I was a kid...
Is it the one where the clown touches you? guess what you're having tonight?
Oh, shit.
I just seeded that one.
Oh, I'm going to drink a whole lot more.
now a drunk clown's going to touch you.
It's okay, because that gets the potential for... Oh, okay.
That's an angry touch. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's fine. But yeah, when I was a kid, it was like I said something, and whatever I said caused a big earthquake, and all these cartoon characters...
Are you Taiwan?
Yeah.
He dreamed of Baltimore.
All these cartoons and stuff that I love, the characters ended up like falling into a big crevice, and like the idea was that they die. But as I got older, it wasn't cartoon characters, and instead it was people I knew. And that's one that reoccurs every now and then, is I say something, and I don't know what I say, but it causes a big earthquake, and everyone dies.
You need to figure out what it is you say, and I personally will drive you to Washington, D.C.
Wait, what? were you killing everyone in Washington? What?
D.C., it's a very, very specific place I want to go. But yeah, you tell me, you figure out your earthquake phrase. I'll pay for the gas, I'll drive you, sir.
Okay, I don't know where this is going.
I'll escort you there, first class.
There's just some shit I'm tired of from that town.
Oh, yeah.
There's at least three places I'd like to try out your earthquake phrase on.
Isn't it crazy that D.C. has legalized marijuana?
Have they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only locally, not federally.
Yeah.
Well, they don't even have federal representation, so no, that's weird that they can vote on that but have no national say-so.
Yeah. I still remember everyone saying, oh, Trump's going to legalize weed. I'm like, hey, you fuckers, you're stupid. No, he's not.
Yeah, but he had some bitchin' shoes.
Huge shoes.
Not going to get into it, let's just look back at the good times. What with the Wish.com sneakers? Yeah, baby.
Wish.com. Now it's Temu.
I think we're struggling now. So.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, you're still here. Cool.
Yeah, I gave up. I'm just going to play a song that I like a lot. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goomba.
This is not the original version.
It's not. It's better.
Oh, Lana Del Rey.
Better?
Yeah. It's good.
I'd bite her ass.
I wouldn't
What's your dollar, Lana? How much for her to peg you?
Give up that pappy.
Good. I like that. I have that.